tables. Because you're way back there. That
is lazy. You moved them away.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to our meeting. If we could start with a roll call.
Commissioner Anderson?
Here.
Commissioner Madigan?
No, not here.
Commissioner Watches?
Not here.
Commissioner Deary?
Here.
Commissioner Blackburn?
Here.
Supervisor Perez?
Here. Okay. Alrighty. Okay, on to item B, which is the approval of the summary of proceedings from January 21st regular meeting.
I move to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
I don't have any.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
All right. Okay, so that is approved. All right, next is item C, the consent agenda. The agenda items before the Animal Control Commission may be acted upon with one motion if no member of the commission or audience wishes to comment or ask questions. We have two items of correspondence. Do we want to receive and file, or do we need to remove something from the agenda for discussion?
I'm good.
You're good? You're okay to receive and file? You don't want to talk about anything?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm good.
You're good? Anybody in the audience want to pull either of these items off? If not, can I have a motion to receive and file?
Make a motion to receive and file.
All in favor? Any opposed? Okay, we're good to go there. Next is item D, public presentations. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the commission on any matter not on this agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the commission. The commissioners may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff for factual information, or request staff to report back to the commission at a later meeting. Also, the commission may act to direct the staff to place a matter of business on a future agenda. Please, if you're going to speak on anything, we'd like you to step up to the podium, give us your name and your address for the record before making your presentation. There will be a 2-minute limit on speakers. So we will start to the right and work our way down the tables. Judy, going down the first table? Anybody on that line there? No? Okay, across the front. Yes, ma'am. Up here to the podium, please.
Hike on up here.
We're working on our seating chart. We'll get it figured out.
I just feel like I should wait.
Okay, my name is Lindsay Haney, and my address is P.O. Box 10418, Bakersfield, California, 93389. And I'm attending tonight with my mother, Lucia Haney. And on January 4th, 2015, my cat Patrick, well, our cat Patrick, was killed in front of me by two pit bulls who have a history of killing cats and being off a leash. We are here today to be a part of the process and to share some of our thoughts. We would like improvements with regards to communication in an emergency situation, specifically when animal control needs to respond. Stricter enforcement of the laws, for example, the leash law. More thorough follow-up and monitoring of pet owners who are required to make property modifications and diligence with following protocols regarding hearings and labeling animals as potentially vicious or dangerous if the owners fail to comply. Better communication to the victims when informing them of their rights, the hearing process, and the safety of themselves and the community. Lastly, if an animal is labeled as potentially vicious, dangerous, or vicious, that label would remain with the animal and not be taken away after 36 months. The infraction should be cumulative and stay with the animal. We would never wish this to happen to anyone, but our hope is that improvements can be made to make the process smoother for others who do have to experience such a loss. Thank you for your time and consideration and the opportunity to voice our concerns.
Thank you.
Don't.
No. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Continuing down the front row. Do we have anybody else on the front row that would like to speak? Okay, coming up the left side here. We're good? Second row in the back. Going across. Bob? Back in the back. Sue? Anybody?
Okay.
All righty. Okay.
Wait, we'll have
someone reason.
Yes.
I'm sorry, can I speak?
If you would like, please come up to the podium.
Thank you. Came a little late. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay.
My name is Nicolette Torres. I live in 4508 Fishery and Drive, Bakersfield, California. Just recently, I want to say on Sunday, I lost my dog. And due to the holiday, everything was closed, which was perfectly fine, I understand. However, come Tuesday morning when I tried to reach animal control, when I tried to reach, I believe it's SPCA, and I forget the one that's on Fruitvale. When I tried to reach out to them, it's very hard to communicate with them via the phone prompts. Like, I think maybe if we could work on those phone prompts, because I called from 9 o'clock in the morning, right when they opened, till about 12 o'clock I got through to someone. And that's just someone talking on the phone to me saying, yes, you know, this is the dog we have. This is how you can look online. You could come in. These are the hours of our operation. And because of that lack of communication, I have to pay an additional, I believe, $120 for my dog to sit at SPCA overnight until I can get him out.
Okay, so is your dog at SPCA up on Gibson?
Yes.
Okay, that is something that's not under our jurisdiction.
Yeah, but I guess he was apparently, I'm not sure, I'm like investigating this right now, he was moved from the Fruitvale.
That wouldn't happen, would it, Nick?
I don't know how that happened, that's what they're telling me. But I just think with all the lack of communication from each place, from the place on Mount Vernon and on Fruitvale, it's just, I think there needs to be...
There may have been a possibility that he's moved from the city shelter
to SPCA,
which is the one on Mount Vernon.
Yes, okay. They work in concert.
Okay.
But the county shelter is on Fruitvale.
Yeah.
And we're a totally separate entity. We
yes.
have no control over them or how they do things.
Okay.
And we have no way of joining our communication processes with them.
Perfect. That's good to know. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Liz, we're under public presentation. Since you came in late, do you have anything?
No.
All right.
Thank you for asking.
All righty. Okay, then that will conclude public presentations. Next, we have staff announcements. We have the director's monthly report. Is there anything you'd like to highlight?
There is.
Okay.
There's a few things in the director's report I'd like to point out. I was asked by council to stand at the podium and give my name. Nick Cullen, Interim Director, Kern County Animal Services. A few things I'd like to highlight. The department hosted its second annual Your Team Needs an Extra Set of Paws adoption promotion in January. The week-long Super Bowl-themed adoption event ended with 56 animals finding new forever homes.
Cool.
All dog adoption fees were reduced to just $20 for dogs, $10 for cats. The department plans to continue this unique promotion next year. It's always a lot of fun. Also, the rescue team made one trip to Mount Shasta and two trips to San Francisco during the month of January, resulting in 114 animals finding new forever homes. In addition to those three transports, in Northern California, rescue partners saved a grand total of 254 animals in January.
Great.
Did also want to highlight that our TNR program is still going strong. To date, we have put through the Trap, Neuter, Release program just shy of 2,700 cats that would have otherwise been summarily euthanized. So I believe, actually, at the moment, we're over 2,700, so that's nice. Also, Kern County Animal Services hosted two Sunday adoption events at the PetSmart store located on Oswell in Bakersfield in January. We showcased a number of adoptable dogs during the events, and we were successfully able to adopt out a total of six dogs. Although that six dog number may not sound like much, it's six dogs out of probably about 10 that we brought there, and it's just a good partnership. It's good public relations. It's a good way to get out into the community. People see us. We've had people come up to us with donations for the shelter. So it's really nice to be out there and meet with the public on those Saturdays and Sundays. Lastly, I would like to mention that Kern County Animal Services has expanded its availability of the vouchers, spay-neuter vouchers, low-income spay-neuter vouchers, whereas previously our vouchers were only issued on Wednesdays between 5 and 6:30 p.m. and at off-site clinics, usually two times per month. We are now offering low-cost, low-income vouchers to all unincorporated Kern County residents at any time any Kern County shelter is open.
No.
So that is Lake Isabella, that is Mojave, that is Bakersfield. We have also expanded to Ridgecrest. The Ridgecrest shelter does issue the Kern County low-income vouchers as well. So again, at any time during normal business hours, People can come in if they're unincorporated county residents and apply and hopefully be issued a voucher for a $20 copay. So we think that's awesome.
Nice.
That concludes the director's report. At this time, I'd like to call up volunteer coordinator Jeff George for some information on the volunteer program.
Thank you. Okay, we have a quick question for you, Nick.
Yes. Okay, Nick, regarding the events at PetSmart, how many other events are there like that in this town that you have that kind of presence at a mall or whatever? Is this the only store, or are there other stores?
There are other stores. There's actually other stores that have asked us to participate. We just really started the PetSmart on Oswald. We're trying to incorporate volunteers into that process because we usually send two staff, and to be short two staff on Saturday and Sunday is kind of difficult. So we're trying to work the program so that we can incorporate volunteers to eliminate the need for us to send staff members out there, and the volunteers love to be included and stuff like that.
For sure.
So that's something that we're working on, and we're kind of using PetSmart as a guinea pig, if you will, to try and get the kinks worked out. And once we get going smooth on that, it's going well. I know that there's another pet store on Rosedale Highway that contacted us and wants to participate there as well. So I think there's a lot of opportunity, and we're going to take advantage of it as much as we can, as often as we can.
Perfect. Because there's another PetSmart on, I think it's right by Walmart, I believe.
Yeah, they've got what, two or three.
A couple over there. So more exposure, the better.
Absolutely.
I believe in these kind of satellite offices in strategic areas around the area, just to give you more exposure, and people have to, maybe they can drive less to maybe see their next family member, whatever.
I agree.
So I think it's good.
Yes.
And I know it's kind of a test, but I think it's a really good idea.
And is the goal to have, I'm sorry.
No.
is the goal to have volunteers eventually be able to do this to save up?
That's my goal, is to have it volunteer run. I don't know if Jeff George knows that yet.
Okay.
He just found out.
That is my goal, to eventually have the volunteers handling the offsite adoption program.
Cool.
Because it mitigates the stress on the staff and allows us to continue operations seamlessly. And like I said, I know the volunteers love doing things like that.
Sure.
So that's the goal, yes.
Excellent.
On the TNR cats,
yes.
Are we in the PetSmart mode with their that thingy we were doing with them? God, my brain is not working.
The Happy Kern cats?
Yes, that's it. Happy Kern.
Yes, we're still participating in Happy Kern cats.
Okay, good deal.
I think we're
at the tail end of another one, or
the first one was already finished.
Right. We're in the second one, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
And I think we've done about 200 cats to date.
Okay. Is there a time limit deadline that we have to reach?
Fall.
Okay. Good. All right, cool. Thank you.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm good.
Jeff?
Next victim.
Good evening. Jeff George, volunteer coordinator for Kern County Animal Services. Real brief, just synopsis of hours and volunteers to date as of January 31st. Currently, we are at 107 total volunteers. That is 83 active, with 24 that are on what I call is leave of absence or inactives due to family or school or something to that effect. Of those volunteers, we broke the 900 hour mark this month. We're at 920 hours. A total of 1,294 hours were achieved with the help of the work release program, the ROC students, 1-day volunteers, and EPP workers. So that was neat to see. We've gone above in a couple of our next steps and numbers in the program, which is great. Something that Mr. Cullen and I have been working on for the last month and a half or so, is working with a couple of local Eagle Scouts or potential Eagle Scouts, and we are in the process of finalizing some details on a shade cover for our current play yard at the Bakersfield location. And I went down last Friday and spoke with a scoutmaster and his grandson, who is a Life Scout, and they are going to refurbish and I guess you could say rebuild the play yard in Mojave, top to bottom. They're going to take out the oleander bushes, which are poisonous to our animals, and they're going to put in some sort of gravel to where we can bleach it and make sure it's safe when we have a dog that's sick, and going to put out a couple of benches and fix the fence and make it look really nice out there. So that's one of the real good positive things that we're getting working with community service and making sure that we can have some great areas for our animals to be able to play in. So.
Fantastic.
That's it.
Thank you.
if you're finished, I just want to basically make just an observation. I want to commend you for the volunteer hours. 1,300 hours is a lot of hours. in a month. And I know in the past it was like around $650, something like that. So basically you've doubled since you've been aboard in less than a year, right? Doubled volunteer hours, and as we all know, the volunteers are the backbone of any organization, and especially when it equates to $32,000, that's you know, that's what it would, the value would be. So, and especially in these days of budgetary cutbacks, as we're hearing about, I mean, this is really huge, really huge. So I wanted to commend you for that. And I do have a question. I don't really understand the work release thing. What are the restrictions on that? I know, I think Nick tried to explain it once, but what is it? Are there certain days of the week that they can show up or not show up, or what is it?
So the work release program is, we mainly make use of the work release program on Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay.
We've recently been receiving some work release participants during the week, but it's few and far between usually. The only restrictions are there. The program is run by the Sheriff's Department, and they send us a roster, and they send us who's going to show up on a particular day, and we sign them in, and we put them to work for the entire day, and then we sign them out when they're done, and they go home. And you know, different participants have different lengths of time that they have to fulfill, and you know, we keep them busy throughout the day when they're with us.
I bet you do.
Yes, we do.
So there's never a shortage of things to be done.
Oh, never.
Correct.
Is there a pool of more work release people, or have we maxed out, or what is the deal?
There is always a plethora of work release volunteers. However, there is a certain level that we're comfortable with.
Okay.
The more work release participants we get, the more staff we have to dedicate to.
Bless you.
Keep an eye on them and assign them tasks and make sure the tasks are followed through. So there's a certain number that we're comfortable with, and we've expressed that to the Sheriff's Department, and that's what they send us. It's usually somewhere between 2 and 4 work release participants each
day.
Typically,
that's about the max that you,
correct,
you do it at any time. Okay. I was curious about that. I mean, could you do more? Okay, so you answered that question. But it's really a third of your total volunteers, or actually 25% of your total volunteers are the work release people. So that's good. That's a good chunk. Okay, thanks.
What exactly is the employment preparation volunteers?
That's
regional.
Basically, which one?
Versus the regional occupational center students.
The regional occupational students are actually high school students that go to the Kern Adult High School, and they actually will, instead of going to class regularly hour by hour, they take part of their day and they go to there and take a vocation. And so we have 7 right now students that come here roughly 4 days a week, for about 90 minutes a day, and they basically are learning every aspect of the shelter. So far they've been doing a lot of things that some of our newer volunteers don't get to do, like do some socialization. They actually work in the puppy room, the cat room. They help in the kennels. We're looking at trying to put them with our officers here in a little bit, and also with our med team, so they can learn some of the medical terminology and different things like that also. The EPP is considered, is like the welfare to work project. We have men and women who are taking care of their children, and in return of their monies from the state, they put back some volunteer hours at different organizations.
Okay. Is there currently a ride-along program with the officers? Is there currently? We used to come ride-alongs.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call them.
Not as of yet. That's something that, I mean, at least not with volunteers. I mean, that's something that definitely can probably happen, especially of you know, if they hit probably 18 and older.
The ride-along program is not really a program. It's per request. Occasionally, we'll get a request
and you'll
for
do
a ride-along, and we'll forward it to the seniors, and they'll schedule a ride-along.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
All right. On to item F, commissioner announcements or reports. Commissioner Geary?
I have nothing.
Commissioner Blackburn.
Unfortunately, I don't have any, except we had a little discussion about Nick and Winograd responding.
Yes, I finally heard from Mr. Winograd. So he's asked that we put his visitation on hold for a month or two because he's still dealing with the passing of a family member. So we're going to talk next month. Once we've talked, then we will be able to set a date and a location for him to come to Kern County. So we will keep you apprised of that. So that's all I've got.
Is it still going to be in the chambers? Or?
That's the hope, yeah.
That's the hope.
Yeah,
okay.
I've talked to everybody. So we just have to wait and see when he's coming so that we can clear a venue and a date. And then also I've requested that he bring his movie.
Yes, he needs to bring his movie.
So, you know.
If you guys haven't seen it, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, for the record, could you explain to Mr. Winograd?
Nathan Winograd is a proponent of the no-kill shelter. And he's been involved for many, many years. And he's had many, many successes around the country. And he has books out. And he has, how many are here?
Like 313, I counted.
Yeah.
Before he started the one in Tompkins County, New York, there wasn't a no-kill facility in America. He started the first one. Now there's like 313, 315 communities that are no-kill.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, we've had an interest in bringing him. I've heard him speak before, as has Commissioner Blackburn. So we thought, you know, now's a good time. So we'll keep you guys apprised of that. Okay, on to old business. We have no staff referrals. What am I missing? No, new business. Okay. Spay neuter funds update.
I have a spreadsheet that was over here. If you don't have one, we can get you one. Hey, I'm Blake Smith. I'm the business manager. And there hasn't been a whole lot of change since there's been some. But nothing earth-shaking. The things slowed down over the holidays, and we are up and running again. We talked about using some of this funding to go into our low-income voucher program, which we are up and running on that. Since January 1st, we have issued 135 low-income vouchers, and three of them have been redeemed so far.
Three.
So. I'm hoping that will change dramatically by next month. So we have increased the areas that people, you know, right off the bat it was 06, 07, and 08. And we've increased the area that we'll also allow people to use 05 and Lamont. Because those were the next places where the problems were the worst, and so that's what we're working. That's how we're moving forward with this. We are in the position where we need to utilize this funding by the end of the fiscal year, June 30th, in order for us to be able to go to the board and say, can we get more? And so it's important that we continue following up with this. Are there any questions from anyone?
I do. Blake, could you explain to me and everybody else here the criteria on being considered low income to qualify for a low income voucher? How much that equates to?
200% of the poverty level. So you can go online and you put in federal poverty level, and this spreadsheet will pop up, and we go to 200% of that. And that's another thing we increased. We used to be 100% of poverty level, not 200%. And then we turned away a 19, 20-year-old with a dog that was living on his own, and he made $19,000 a year and didn't qualify. And we decided that was insane.
It is insane. You're absolutely right.
Okay. And so we looked at this, and there, you know, I looked into it, and there was no legally mandated criteria for what we would call low income. And so we increased it to 200% of poverty. And since we've done that, we've only turned two people away, and both of them have six-figure incomes. They could probably afford to do their own. So.
Okay, so say they qualify for a low-income voucher. How much is that? Is that voucher like 100%?
$20 copay.
Okay, so they got...
They purchase the voucher for $20, okay. And then it covers the entire cost of the surgery.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yes.
I'm surprised, though, that... Okay, I know you mentioned it. You only had three so far, but we've got $20,530 allocated for low-income vouchers, and we've only expended $285.
That's from those three. But we just started doing this in January.
Oh, so this is brand new.
So this is all brand new.
But you're going to use it by the end of June.
We're going to. That's why, like Mr. Cullen said, that's why we are making these available at every place. The Ridgecrest City Shelter, our shelters in Mojave and in Lake Isabella, our shelter here, instead of just being able to get them on Wednesday night or on our Saturday clinics like we used to, you can walk in the door and we'll give you
anytime.
One. Anytime. We are very committed to getting these out there, and we're committed to making this happen.
I mean, my observation is this should be pretty easy to go through. There's a lot of poor people in this county, and it's just a matter of maybe how do you tell them about it? How do they know about it? How do they know it exists?
Well, it's going to be on the news.
Good.
And it's going to be on our Facebook page. And so
we share all your stuff too, so.
And Judy will tell them.
Well, I think the more
and so will Sue.
The more networking, the better. I mean, on this.
So 100 people
will put my month down. Perfect. Well, I hate to see any money left on the table for anything, especially when it's really needed. It's just a matter of getting those people to come forward.
Well, and the other thing is that, you know, the veterinarian capacity too. So, you know, we've passed out 135 vouchers in 6 weeks.
That's pretty, you
know. And so we're going to see, you know, if the veterinarians are going to rebel. But okay. Yeah, that's the thing that's hanging over our heads just a little bit.
Well, how many vouchers does $20,530 equate to?
Because they are various, that would be really hard to.
Depends on the size of the dog, how much the spade.
Because it's $20, it could be anywhere from $55 to $155.
So $100 maybe average.
So
like that.
I think I did an average. I think the average was $95, okay. Somewhere in that ballpark.
So you could cover 205. All right, something like that, average.
Yeah, and so, and there's nothing that says that these allocations right here are set in stone. We've got the outlying funding that we need to do something with.
So you can mix and match a little bit here?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's good to know.
Is there expiration on those vouchers?
They have a 1 month expiration. We want people to get in and get them done.
That's motivation.
Okay. They pay $20 and we give them a month. So if we are also we want to stick to the month and we want to be serious about the month. But you know, if they get in there 2 days late and the veterinarian calls us and says, you know, I couldn't get them in sooner, you know, we're going to be nice. Obviously, we want to use common sense too. So
thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Any other questions?
One last question on the marketing. You're the marketing guy. I'm big on marketing myself. What venue do we spend $5,000? And I'm all for, you know, this, but I'm just curious how it was spent.
It was spent, well, actually the person who did that is Maggie. But she would know better than I the exact details, but
well, just
we spent electronic
general
billboards in English and Spanish, as well as paper billboards in English and Spanish.
I love billboards.
Yes.
That is one of the best ways to advertise.
We're currently looking at Bright House Networks
for
some commercials on the TV, channels, family-friendly channels like Animal Planet, ABC Family, where we really want to target those families. We're also going to be looking into some theater advertising as well.
Fantastic.
Wouldn't take long to blow through the $5,000 with those. I know what billboards cost.
I'm hoping to get some deals.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to get some deals.
And some donations.
Okay, great. Right. Thank you, Bob.
Maya's really good at donating. I'll tell you right now. Thank you. All right. Number three, Friends of the Kern County Animal Shelter update.
Good evening, Judy Donnell, Friends of the Kern County Animal Shelters Foundation. We are working on a couple of little projects with the shelter at the moment, attempting to purchase 221 snapbooks, which Tractor Supply does not have in stock, so they're having to go to the supplier, and hopefully we get those shortly. And the other thing is a probably a 42-inch screen that we want to put up in the lobby and use to showcase adoptions, take pictures of people who adopt when they adopt their dog or cat, put them up there, and also use it for advertising the spay-neuter vouchers, the clinics that are coming up, the licensing clinics, the regular Wednesday ones, the Saturday ones that are coming up, and any other promotions that they're going to be doing. This would be on the wall in the lobby, and just be looping through all this information that's fully it's a giant digital frame instead of just one that sits on your desk.
And it's on a big loop.
Big. Okay. And just can be updated at any time with a thumb drive. There's the word. So we've talked about that tonight. Now I get to go shopping and see what we can find and put that puppy up there, because it'll do a couple of things. It'll showcase the animals. My adoption experience was kind of because I thought, well, this would be nice if somebody just said thank you, not just sign here and take your dog. I think it would make the experience better for people, number one. And you've got this captive audience, because again, for me, there were other people that wanted my dog, so I had to get there at 8 in the morning and then sit there for 2 hours until they opened up at 10 so I could sign all the paperwork for the dog. So this would give people waiting till they can actually put their money down something to look at. And it's a captive audience, I think it'll be really effective for people that are in there, that are coming in. They'll be able to put this information out to them, as well as maybe make adopters feel better when they walk out with their puppies or kitties or whatever it is they've, bunnies, whatever they've wandered off with. And we have a fundraiser. Flyers are over here. You do not need the flyer. Next week, Wednesday, Redbird Pizza from 4 to 9. We will be there. If you need ID tags, we'll have the tag machine. And come in and eat pizza and help us raise some money. That's it.
I like the idea on the TV screen. I think it's great because, you basically advertise a positive experience to people that are thinking about doing it. And say, hey, these people are pretty happy about this idea.
Exactly. And then again, any of the other upcoming promotions or clinics or
there's a lot of information.
Dog and,
there's all the things that we talk about that average person probably doesn't know about.
Right. What the costs are, I always get that on the phone. Oh my God, it's only $5? Yeah, go tonight. I think it will work very well for advertising everything positive that the shelter wants to advertise there. So,
great.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay. On to new business. Item number one, concerning the commission sending a letter with a vote of confidence for our interim director, Nick Cullen.
No comment.
So, I'll open up discussion.
I think he's been around for 10 years, and he promised he wasn't going anywhere. Because he's come from the ground up, and I would like to endorse him.
Perfect.
Yeah, well, I like Nick, of course. I've known him since I've been involved in... having 10 years under his belt is a positive thing. We don't want the revolving door anymore.
Exactly.
That's what we don't want. We want someone that's stable, someone that's going to be around. And so that's it.
Okay. We love you, Nick.
But he will have to sign a contract. He's going to stay another 10 years.
I think that's kind of up to the board of supervisors, so we can push it in that direction. How would we do something like that? Do we have staff write up a letter, or you write up a letter? How do we convey that?
I can prepare a letter.
Okay.
The question is, if you just send a letter, it's going to be a receive and file item at the board of supervisors. You may want to send a letter requesting a placement on the board agenda and make the pitch at that point.
Oh, okay.
At your discretion.
Okay.
But I can draft a letter.
Okay.
Endorsing.
All right. How do you guys feel about if that letter versus appearance?
If the appearance will get more attention?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you let the yes. control know when a good day would be and who's going to appear, we can place it on the agenda. We do need about 2.5 weeks lead time.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so who's going to be the... Okay, fine.
I think we can come as your backup.
Okay, that would be good.
Yeah.
That would be good. Don't throw me out there alone. Okay, so then can I let you know as far as a calendar date?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. 2.5 weeks lead time. So do we need to vote on that
Yes.
Okay, so if I could have a motion.
I make the motion to go forward with endorsing or actually going to the supervisor's meeting.
Okay, I second that motion.
Okay.
And the letter of endorsement.
And the letter of endorsement.
Thank you.
What's that? Yes, the letter two.
Is long.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, all right. One down. item number two is a report, sending a report to the supervisors concerning, you know, our activities in 2014.
Is this something they initiated?
No, it's something that I brought up that I thought we would discuss. Do you feel that it's necessary that we do something like that? And if so, what should we incorporate into it?
I think it's helpful that we do, to put out there, you know, things that have been accomplished, things that have been discussed. I don't know what exactly you had in mind.
You know, I know the one thing that they may not be aware of is like the dangerous dog hearings. We've done quite a few of those. It probably wouldn't be a bad idea to let them know that. I mean, other than that, you know, because of the whole transition and everything, we were pretty low-key this past year, you know, other than just kind of supporting the shelter and that kind of thing. I think this is probably the biggest thing that would be kind of nice to let them know about, you know, that the process is working.
And another thing that we did talk about is going no-kill. That's a huge thing.
Yes.
And that's something that we talked about in November.
Yes. And we also assisted with Lorelei as far as the...
Planning Commission.
The Planning Commission.
Planning Department.
So we got a few things,
yeah,
you know, that we've done this year, so I thought it might be kind of nice to let them know.
Yeah. Who would draft that? And it's probably going to be a joint effort by a couple of us or you or whatever.
Well, probably staff would help us with that, correct?
Okay. Yes.
So we can kind of go through the highlights. And
yeah, I've got a list
we could
of
use
the
some
hearings,
help
but,
on that one.
But
I had a couple that I did, too.
Yeah, there's more, so.
Yeah.
I would be happy to help you with anything that's occurred in the past 6 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, thanks. You're so generous.
But that wasn't 2014, was it?
let's see. How about that letter that we were asked to draft?
Yeah. I'd be willing to help out with you.
Oh, I thought you might.
Anything you want.
Okay, and in doing something like that, would it be best, go ahead and do a motion now to put it together, or should we put it together and then bring it back for review and approval of the commission?
If you want staff to put it together or assist you in putting it together, you need a motion for that.
Okay.
And you should probably also include that the report will be presented to your board at a later date prior to any
presentation to the board
of supervisors.
Okay. All right. So
that's a long one too. I'm sorry.
I'm making a motion to put together a draft report and have it presented to the commission prior being sent. Yes? Is that all of it?
That's good.
Okay.
second? That's a good idea, and I all second right. that motion.
Okay.
And I'm glad that we're doing it. I'd like the board to know what we're doing.
Exactly.
I mean, that we're alive and well here. And
exactly.
We're doing work. We're doing positive things.
Yeah.
So,
kind of
you know,
I
think it's
so
important.
I believe your bylaws or your enacting ordinance also requires you to do it on an annual basis.
Okay. Well, good. There we go.
There you go.
We knew that.
It's all good.
I think it's a good idea.
All right. So all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We've got that. So the last thing. Yes, Liz?
Speaking of the Planning Commission, I thought that Ms. Hogart was going to come back here.
Yeah, they're working on it. I called her office.
So that isn't completed yet, correct?
Well, there's going to be that portion of it's completed, but there will be other areas that she wants to discuss.
What do you mean that portion?
Well, that had to do strictly with rescue.
Oh, yes.
That's what we discussed, and then she said she was going to come back to deal with the breeder's license issue or the breeder's permit issue.
Yeah, and moving a lot of what zoning is doing now or what's under the zoning code back to...
Right, animal. Right. So they're working on it in office, and when she's got it prepped, she'll give us another holler and come visit.
Okay, so I wasn't sleeping when all this happened?
No, no.
Okay.
No, it's still in the works.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Okay, alrighty. So the next item is, now where does this fall in?
I don't know, but are we supposed to get a report?
I don't know.
I mean, this is a lot.
It's not on the agenda. Or should it be part of the director's report, or where would this? Because this is good news, so it would be nice to share.
This is a lot of, this is big.
Madam Chairman, if you will reopen the old business, I'm sorry, does somebody want to speak on this issue?
Larry, does Larry want to speak on this issue?
Okay. Okay, if somebody wishes to speak, then yes, please reopen the public presentation portion.
Okay, I would like to now reopen the public presentation portion.
Sorry, it was more informational than anything else.
That's okay. I think it's good to get it on the
record. Bakersfield, California. Since everyone's so big on spay and neuter around here, we thought maybe we should start sharing our numbers with everyone.
Yes, we appreciate that.
So since we opened on October 1st, 2012, we have done, as of yesterday, 18,976 surgeries.
Wow.
We have administered 18,884 vaccines. Yeah, we're in the neighborhood of about 1,000 surgeries a month right now. And so, like I said, since spay neuter seems to be an ongoing topic around here and people's stories with it, we just sort of thought last month after we were here, we would just provide this once a month for everyone to just
Fantastic.
Take a peek at and see kind of what's happening on our end of the universe as another nonprofit working on behalf of the animals here in Kern County.
Wonderful.
So,
thank you so much for all your efforts.
No deeper than that. We're really hoping by the end of next month we'll hit 20,000. So.
I think you're well on your way.
I got a quick question.
That's our hope. Sure thing.
Where are you located? What's the location?
4300 Stein Road, Suite 720, between White Lane and District Boulevard in Southwest Bakersfield. Come on down, see what we do.
I'd like to see
you. I welcome you to show up one morning at 7:45 and actually see what we do there, where we're processing 50 to 60 animals out the door and another 50 to 60 in the door within 90 minutes every single morning.
Because this is
come on down. We'd be more than happy to show you.
This is the biggest piece of the puzzle of not having greater animal populations, what you're doing there. So
that's the hope.
Well,
that's why we get up every morning.
Yeah.
So yeah, we would welcome you to come down and check us out.
And I'm glad that you decided to do this, and because I was wondering, you know, I didn't know really what the
you
got to
come down and say hi.
No, I didn't know what your numbers were. I had no idea.
So
yeah.
Yeah, come on down.
So I'm glad that you're doing that. Okay, good.
So, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chairman, we need a motion to receive and file.
Okay, if I could have a motion to receive and file.
I make a motion to receive and file this.
Okay.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
All righty. So since I've opened public presentations, I have a hand up there.
Let's see what happens.
No, I just want to ask a question.
Well, come on up to the podium.
We're losing control here.
Oh, this is just Liz.
Come on, Liz. Get that. You want to go on?
I'm going to borrow Sue's cane.
She's going to talk to everybody on the way up.
Yeah, we're going to have to change the configuration on the room. No, and nobody sat in those chairs. They all want the tables, so I guess.
Liz, from now on, we want you in the front row in the center.
Why didn't you even see these chairs right here? I saved one for you here, but you just blew me off.
All right.
Hello, my name is Liz Keogh, K-E-O-G-H, proud resident of the 5th Supervisorial District. Since Vicki and Larry have been kind enough to provide that report, and since they're also doing Happy Current Cats, right?
Yes, indeed.
Would it be inappropriate to ask that either they or you do a report on how many Happy Current Cats have been fixed at Curtis each month?
Yes.
Would that be too tough, Vicki?
I send the numbers to Sally every week.
Okay.
Okay.
So then staff has the numbers.
I think that also ought to be part of the reports that we get.
Okay.
Thank you.
Does that work for you guys?
We can do that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Yes.
Speaking of report sharing, there was this report sharing between the city and county that started and stopped. Has there been any more sharing of data?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
All right. You can drag a horse to water. Okay. All right. So that concludes public presentations. So we just have our last item, which is adjournment until our next meeting on Wednesday, March 18th.
I move we adjourn.
Okay. Do I have a second? All in favor? Any opposed? All right. Thank you for coming. Have a great evening.
So, because of the